This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the third hour of the program, talking about legalization of prostitution. The issue of prostitution has been brought back into the national press by a couple of billionaires who have warrants for their arrest. The owner of the Patriots is one of them. And then news coming out about this other guy, a major Republican donor named John Childs, who is a billionaire equity firm owner. He also has donated millions of dollars in just the last campaign cycle to Republican candidates. So it's pretty funny to hear these hear about these conservative guys getting popped at a Jack Shack down in Florida, because, and I don't know, maybe John Childs is in favor of ending prostitution. I don't know what his viewpoints are, but it certainly doesn't seem to be uncommon for many of the very same people who protest the loudest about things like prostitution and how they should be illegal. They're the ones who end up on the list of Johns when, you know, madams get busted and things like that. And then you find out that the very same people who were calling for prostitution to continue to be criminal are actually the very people who are using those services. So those hypocrisies are so common. I would just jump to the conclusion, probably it might be unfairly, that these this conservative donor donating to conservative action groups would likely purport to be against the legalization of prostitution, when in fact these people ought to support the ending of the criminalization of prostitution. If you care about slaves, sex slavery, if you care about ending sex slavery, then you really ought to be in favor of legalizing prostitution. Because there are a few things you can do to make sex slavery less common than legalize prostitution. One of the reasons why it is as common as it is, and it's not that common, just to be clear. Most prostitutes are not sex slaves. The supermajority of them, 95% of them, are not sex slaves, at least based on some of the testimony I've seen here in New Hampshire when there have been some proposals to just decriminalize prostitution somewhat, not even legalize it, but to decriminalize it. Some actual prostitutes, not from New Hampshire, but from like Rhode Island or wherever, come up and speak out. And they clarify for these legislators who just don't know the difference. They don't understand. They think that all these prostitutes are sex slaves.
So maybe they should quit charging them with crimes?
Quit charging the prostitutes?
They think that they're sex slaves, yeah.
Right. Yeah, because if you're a slave, then you didn't have a choice in the matter. But all these women and men will tell you that they had a choice in the matter, that they chose to become prostitutes because there's good money in it. Now, there's also significant danger involved, especially if you're a streetwalker, you know, the significant danger of encountering a psycho John. There's also a reverse danger for the Johns, encountering a woman who's just there to, you know, have them beaten and robbed. That's happened too. So there's danger on both sides of it, and the danger doesn't have to do with the fact that it's sex. I mean, obviously, sex has its own risks involved with, like, you know, STDs and pregnancy and things like that. But the danger of violence, the danger of theft, of robbery happening to both the Johns and the prostitutes, that danger exists because it's illegal. Because when you take a thing and you make it illegal, whatever that thing is, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's prostitution, maybe it's gambling, maybe it's, you know, guns, whatever, you take that thing and make it illegal, you drive it into the underground, you drive it to the black market.
Yeah, then you have to worry about narcs and undercovers and cops and... Prostitution would probably still be dangerous, but it's much more dangerous, like everything else, because it's criminal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, it's still going to have the risks of sexually transmitted diseases, right, if it were legal. And you can look to the places where it is legal to see how much less dangerous the actual act is.
You're probably
going to
have a disproportionate amount of shady people, both as clients and as... workers.
Sure, but if you are not slinking through the shadows, if your business is open to the public. If it's known where its location is, you can advertise the fact that you exist. You can advertise your security features. So, for instance, you can have a bouncer on premises. So if some guy starts, you know, a John or a customer in a legal market starts to cause an issue with a girl, all she's got to do is yell for, you know, the bouncer who's in the hallway. And then that problem gets solved. So you don't have the same situation in a legal marketplace with prostitution that you do in the illegal market.
Yeah, but you're describing a higher end place. It's like saying I'm safe in every hotel because the Marriott has XYZ. Like, well, there's still probably some unsafe hotels, even though hotels
are
illegal.
I agree with you. There are going to be girls who do work alone.
There are shadier and safer bars, even
for
though
sure.
Alcohol is illegal. So there's still, like, I don't want to paint the picture that then everything's going to be, you know, butterflies and roses, because it's not.
I agree with you.
But it's the criminalization that makes it that much worse.
No, absolutely. And the girls in the legal market can have and employ whatever kind of protection measures they are willing to employ. Certainly, if you can afford to have a bouncer, then, you know, why not have a bouncer? If you're going to be an individual who's going to do, I don't know, is it in-call where the girl goes to the client, or is that out-call? I don't remember. But there's, you know, there's the kind of prostitutes who go to the client's house, and then there's the kind of client who goes to a location like a whorehouse or something like that where the prostitute exists. So there's two different ways to do that. And, you know, most of the girls who are going to go out and go to a client's place are probably not going to bring a bouncer with them. They may be a lower quality or lower price or something like that. Not that I know. I don't have any actual experience in this particular area. But I am interested in, you know, things that are prohibited. Things that are prohibited in prohibition is a very interesting topic. So it's interesting to see how when prohibition is in place, it does take these situations and makes them extremely dangerous. Because your typical street-level prostitute today has no protection whatsoever. They might have a pimp, but he's not going to be there, you know, when
he shows up
at a hotel room.
He's not there to protect them. He's there to protect the revenue.
Well, I mean,
which is somewhat true, I guess, of all security guards, but not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have a misunderstanding of that, but it just seems not to that level.
Yeah, well, she's going to show up alone at a hotel room. She has no protection, and so she's completely vulnerable to the John in that particular case. If he turns into a, you know, psycho or happens to be a nut job who's violent, there's not much she can do besides, you know, hopefully escape from that situation. But in the free market, in a marketplace where prostitution is legal, then you can employ whatever kind of protection you can afford to employ, and you don't have to meet people in sketchy locations, unless that's something you want to do. You can be way less sketchy about running that particular business in that case. So here on Free Talk Live, I think we generally want to see the end to the prohibition on prostitution, because we know that it'll make things safer for both the Johns and the prostitutes.
I mean, yeah, because, you know, as the client as well, like, what are you going to do, call the cops and be like, my prostitute robs me?
You can't.
I mean, come on.
Right. So both sides know they can, if they want to take advantage of one side or the other, they know the other side is not likely to go to the police unless they themselves want to be arrested for something, which is what the police will do. If you come to the cops and tell them you were committing a crime and then another crime was committed against you while you were committing that crime, they're not going to feel sorry for you.
Yeah, or if they, they know they caught something, are they going to quit working and immediately find another industry? Probably not.
So, and of course, you know, STD testing becomes more common in a legal marketplace. You're more likely to have prostitutes offering to show their papers, you know, show that they have been tested regularly or recently. So the more upper, you know, higher end, middle to upper end or whatever, you know, institutions will likely have that kind of testing being done regularly. I think Nevada may have a regulation in regards to that. So even if there isn't a regulation in place, it's likely the marketplace will show, you know, a certificate of cleanliness or something like that for the prostitute in question. But instead, what you end up with are people slinking around through back rooms and going to these massage parlors, which aren't, in fact, massage parlors. They're, you know, erotic massage with what they call happy ending, and you've got billionaires going in there. We didn't get to this story last night, but I had it last night, and Richie Rich was here, and he pointed out, you know, this is ridiculous that these billionaires, what are they doing? They can afford the higher-end prostitutes, so why are they going to, you know, some jack shack on the side of the road and in Florida, when they could probably have an in-call girl or whatever, somebody who shows up at their mansion. Or maybe their wife is at the mansion, and that's why they have to go to the Jack Show.
Hotels exist.
Yeah, true.
I mean...
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about prostitution, but you can bring up anything that's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. Global. That's AnyPay.global. Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call this station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us. You're talking about the legalization of prostitution, which is something that really is long overdue. If anybody actually cares about, you know, their fellow human beings, you don't end prostitution by cracking down and criminalizing it. That has not worked. It's not working now.
It's actually counterintuitive.
Why do you say
counterproductive,
that?
Counterproductive, not counterintuitive.
Why do you say that?
So if I'm trying to make an argument to somebody as to why they ought not do a thing, whether it's a moral argument or a practical argument or anything else, especially if it's a moral argument, and they can come back at me with, well, yeah, the cop's worse for beating me up and locking me in a cage. Well, you know, yeah, they are. So until that stops happening, it's really difficult to have that conversation at all whatsoever, because now they're the victim instead of being somebody that you can argue with if you want to do that.
Well, are you saying that someone shouldn't do prostitution?
I mean, it's just a bad plan, but...
Why?
Well, it's incredibly harmful. You can get diseases that will kill you. You can, you know, have all these babies that you're...
So, hold on then. In that case, you're against people having sex generally more often than a few times with a few people, right? Because if... Whether you're getting paid to have the sex or not is another question. You're just saying that having sex is a risky
proposition. Yeah, promiscuity, whether you're getting paid or not, is typically harmful.
Yeah, okay. I would agree with you that having multiple sex partners...
Police state is more harmful.
Right, but I would agree with you that the more sex partners you have, the higher risk that you are of something, you know, you contracting something that you didn't want, even if you take the precautionary measures that could reduce those likeliness. The factors of that happening, then, you know, again, if you just have sex thousands and thousands of times with, you know, hundreds of different people, the odds are that one of those, you know, measures is going to fail.
I mean, you know, having regular sex, I don't know what I can say on the radio. I think that's the only thing I can say on the radio.
Yeah, usually generally better to be vague.
With someone who you don't want to have a kid with is... typically a bad plan. I mean, because that's what can happen.
But there's nothing, you're not saying there's something inherently wrong with charging for it. You're just saying there's risk involved.
Well, charging for it would tend to imply that you care nothing about this person and would like them to go away as soon as you're done.
Yes.
There's people who've even said, I don't pay for it, I pay them to go away.
That's right.
So that would imply other things to me, but yeah, I mean... promiscuity in general is just a bad plan.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, although he's now reporting that we've got technical difficulties. I don't know. Can you hear us, Gene? Oh, maybe he can't hear us. All right, so I don't know what's going on with that. We'll see if we can get back to him here in moments on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Let's try Bad Slave. We'll see if he's there. Bad Slave, are you there?
I am.
All right, we got you. Go ahead.
Great. So we're still talking about the prostitution, and I'm sorry. I just can't get excited about, people that are contracting. I think, in a republic, I know you guys like to denigrate the idea of a republic, but a republic...
No, I denigrate the idea of a coercive government.
Right, exactly. Well, a republic is less coercive than a pure majoritarian democracy.
I'm not sure if I agree.
A republican is expected to protect rights. One of the rights that we all have is a right to contract.
Mm. Yes,
and,
you should.
You know, a prostitute and a client should be able to do business and be unharassed.
Same thing's true of drug dealer and their clients as well, right?
Well, exactly. Even the use of the public way is technically a right for people. In their private capacity.
Well, now that's not the same thing. I mean, you're not talking about the same concept there. If you're talking about the right to contract, and then you cite prostitution and drug dealing, that's one thing. But there's when you're dealing with a public way, now you're talking about the concept of a government, and there's no real contract there, is there? I mean, signing up for their driver's license is usually done on a coercive basis.
No, that but that's still an understood right. The public way exists, you know, supposedly independent of government for the most part. It's
well, the word public means government. Public.
Well, no, it doesn't. Something can be public without being... I mean, Walmart is public.
Walmart's open to the public, but when the government uses the term public, when the politicians use the term public, it's a substitute word for the word government.
But
look at it every time.
Public doesn't... The Canes Park in Baton Rouge is public. It's not owned by the government.
They would love it to be that, Ian, but the fact is that no, public means it belongs to the public and not government. Government, you know.
Oh, yeah, if it belongs to you, then go set up a tent on a public park and see how long you last.
Well, the machinations of governments have never been bounded by reason.
Mm-hmm.
Have they?
Yeah. Well, public is one of those words, like we were talking about earlier. There's certain words like country and nation and the United States. These terms kind of get used and bandied about in different ways that are designed to obfuscate their actual meaning and confuse people that they actually mean the same thing. And the word public is the same way. Public evokes thoughts of, oh, it's owned by all of us. It's the public is everyone. When the reality is, every time you look at what a government politician is saying, when they say the word public, they are almost always referring to the government. Just try it. The next time you see them using the word public, they are not talking about you and I. They're talking about them.
Ian, are we not talking about, you know, the common liar of the politician? I mean, you know, we're going to honor their words? I'm sorry. I think that's foolish.
I'm not honoring their words. I'm just telling you what they mean.
Yeah, the fact that that's what government officials mean when they say something does not mean that that's... I mean, they talk about all kinds of things that are silly and...
Right. The legal system is full of words that mean something different. It's not honoring the legal system to understand what those words mean, to have a concept of what the legal definitions of those words are and how they're used inside the legal system. That has nothing to do with me giving them respect. I don't respect people who use organized, institutional coercion, but I'm just explaining to you how it is that term is used. So, Batslate, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, there was another example of this that happened recently. I forget if it was Ocasio-Cortez or something like that. One of these politicians used the term public, and they're talking about the government. I remember what it was. It was Amazon. The comment was how the public made all these concessions to Amazon to get them into New York, to have their headquarters located in New York. And Amazon decided they didn't want to do that. And they were bitching because the public made these concessions. No, the government did. They mean the government. There's more coming up.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A historic second meeting set. President Trump tweeting, heading over to Vietnam for my meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Looking forward to a very productive summit, explanation point. The leader of North Korea arriving first by train. In Chicago, R. Kelly posting $100,000 for bail. He's released, his lawyer Steven Greenberg by his side. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on a $1 million bond. R. Kelly driven away in a black Mercedes van and followed by a news helicopter. Now, earlier in the day, R. Kelly appearing in the Cook County Criminal Court wearing an orange prison jumpsuit and pleading not guilty to the charges. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always. You don't have to call in about prostitution, but you're welcome to. That's the topic on the table at the moment, though. On the way, we can discuss, apparently, the Cubans, if we get the chance, although I don't know if we will. 855-450-FREE, they just apparently ratified a new constitution there, and we can tell you a little bit about that. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and I want to say thanks to Curry Taylor, who's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Curry gives $5 a month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. And it is a way for you to directly connect with us, connect your support to us, and help us get on more radio stations around the country. So we mentioned that we're now on KABQ in Albuquerque live every day during the week. And it's thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMP stands for. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can do credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, BTC to sign up there and get the cool perks and the benefits that you get as an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, and it helps us out a lot. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Gene the Christian Anarchist is with us, and his connection should be working now. Go ahead, Gene.
Crikey, mate. I'm in Australia.
Did they say crikey? I thought that was more of a UK thing.
Crikey. No, that's an Australian thing.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, good day. Anyway, good day, yeah. Down under. What time is it down there?
Good day, mate. It's about, 1:34 in the afternoon.
All right. What part of Australia are you visiting?
We're in Sydney right now. In a few hours, we're going to go to the opera. I've never been to an opera in my life.
Is that in that iconic building that they always show you when they show you a picture of Sydney?
Yeah. I figured, well, we've been to the Opera House tour, so we're going to go to an opera.
Okay.
So I'll probably sleep through the whole thing, and I'll be the only one there with an Ole Miss hat on. But, you know, what the heck.
How is the security, the customs getting into Australia? I've heard they're pretty particularly strict.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about, is Gunnerman goon squads around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, we've spent one day in New Zealand, and then we've been here almost 3 days in Sydney, and then we're going back to New Zealand. And so far, between both of those countries, which are kind of one and the same to me, they seem to be, I haven't seen a single police car. And
really?
I'm driving. I've rented a car in both places, and driving on the wrong side of the road, which is kind of weird. But I've yet to see a single police car anywhere.
Huh.
And when going through customs there, and not just this country, I've gone through about 25 countries now. I never went to any country until about 20 years ago when I first started going to China. And now I've been to about maybe 25 countries. And I never have any problem with goon squads anywhere in the world except for the USA.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what the worst experience you can have going through customs anywhere, just go through the U.S. Customs.
Right, come back into the USA. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And
I just had my worst one last week. I was detained for 3 hours by Customs and Border Protection in JFK Airport and searched again.
And I called you last week about the same thing because I'd been detained in either L.A. or San Francisco. I forget which one. Or maybe it was Seattle. But I never have any issues with any of the other countries.
Hmm.
It's only our guys. You know, these guys will smile and treat you nice, you know, treat you with respect. But the U.S. goon squad wants to sound all rough and tough. And, you know, they got that gun on their hip that makes them feel like a big, rough, tough guy.
Where sure.
I don't see none of these other guys have guns. I've never
really?
Seen one with a gun. Yeah. Not in border protection. You know, they don't. They're just there to check paperwork. They're paper pushers. That's all they are.
Yeah, all of them had guns when I was there at JFK. Every single one of them.
Oh, in the U.S.
Yeah.
I'm talking about other countries.
Right. So even in the Western biggies like Australia, you're not noticing the same attitude.
No, it's, and like I said, I haven't even seen a police car yet.
Wow.
I'm still looking.
And it's been a couple days now? You've been down there a couple days and you haven't even seen a single cop car?
Right, and I did take an Uber in New Zealand to the car rental place, and I talked to that guy about, you know, how often do you get pulled over, what's it like, and all this. And he says, well, they will pull you over, but there's not very many of them out there. Mainly it's done through cameras, just like China.
Mm-hmm.
So it just... everywhere I've been, they've been more human than I think the American ones. The American ones are like machines, basically.
Like automatons.
They've got one
mindless
automatons.
Mindless
exactly.
Robots going through the motions.
Mm-hmm. And there was one point last night where I drove into some place I shouldn't be, and it was a park area, and a park ranger pulled me over, and he said, you can't be here. And, you know, he was kind of upset because I drove somewhere where I wasn't supposed to be. But he still, after I explained, well, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I didn't see any signs. And he just led me out of the park and said, don't do it again.
Hmm. Well,
I didn't know. It looked like I could drive in there, so I drove in there.
Anything else you want to share tonight about your experience thus far traveling?
No, it's just if anybody's thinking of traveling overseas, and they're kind of concerned about it. I've been to China. I've been to a lot of different countries. I'd just say go for it. You know, just enjoy the experience of finding out how other people live. And everywhere I've been, it's pretty much the same in that everybody just wants to get by. You know, everybody's just working to get by. Doesn't matter if they're Muslim or Jewish or Christian or whatever.
Sure, everybody's got, you know, their family, their responsibilities, the thing that they do, the things that they love, you know, the places that they... Everybody's the same, just all around the world.
Trying to take care of their wife and their kids or their husband and kids, whichever the case may be.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the perspective. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom. 855-450-3733. Melanie, have you done much international traveling, having to deal with customs and border protection at all coming back in?
No.
Did you ever go to Canada or anything like that? Or
I went to Canada once when I was like 3.
So you don't remember that? Okay. Yeah. So you've yet to go through the experience of coming back.
Yeah, I really just have no reason to. Like, I'm borderline opposed to, like, traveling for the sake of traveling.
Yeah, I'm not a traveling person. Like, I only do it when I have to, you know, like, basically, I mean, for the show.
My thing is, like, if I liked there better, I'd live there. So, you know.
Right. Well, you know, some people are obsessed with travel, and I don't begrudge them that. It sounds like an expensive hobby. But I always wonder about those folks. Are they just people who are not happy where they are and they're constantly looking?
Well, I mean, and sometimes you have a reason to go somewhere. Like if you have family somewhere or work somewhere, you know, if you're visiting friends or if you're
But you just mean travel for the sake of travel. You mean travel for the sake.
But yeah, traveling for the sake of it is like, what can I do there I can't do here, you know?
Well, I mean, there's certain things that you can see there, right? Like usually travel is, in a lot of cases about seeing the sights. For people or meeting the people.
It sounds incredibly boring, and I can do it from Google Earth.
Yeah, right. There's photographs, right? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, although I imagine a travel addict or travel advocate would say it's not quite the same. Looking at a, you know, high-resolution photo isn't
okay,
the same.
Okay, so say it's better to the extent staring at something can be, quote, better.
Yeah.
Is it $10,000 better? Because
right.
That's what you have to justify.
Yeah. At the very least, it's probably a couple grand,
whatever,
right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go somewhere outside of the immediate vicinity where you are, you can probably expect to pay a few hundred, several hundred bucks for plane tickets. Plus, if you're not, you know, crashing at a friend's house, you're going to end up paying a couple hundred bucks a night for a hotel room. So you're likely, and if there's two of you, you know, you're way past $2,000, if not $3,000-$4,000 for...
Yeah, and that's,
you know,
for just basic...
Going to California or Mexico or something.
Yeah,
like
not
that, yeah.
Adding anything on and doing anything while you're there.
Right.
Just kind of being
just
there.
Going there and eating somewhere here and there. Staying in a hotel. All right, so you can bring up whatever you want, whether you want to talk travel or you want to discuss prostitution, legalization of it, and how the black market has made it even more dangerous, and that if you want to help people, if you really do want to fight human trafficking, then the best way that you can possibly do that is by legalizing prostitution. I mean, there's just no better way to do it. No amount of cracking down is going to help. In fact, a lot of the crackdowns have made human trafficking more dangerous, like the crackdown on advertising prostitution ads on sites like Craigslist, for instance, has made it even harder to find those who are being promoted, who might be being promoted against their will for prostitution. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We got on time for you if you join us now. Here on the radio with you tonight, it's Ian
and Melanie.
Don't forget, you can also check our website out at freetalklive.com. We have video clips now. Just go to clips.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the Liberty Bitch channel on YouTube, and you can subscribe there to receive, I think, a couple few video clips every single day. Eric Freerock is back out of retirement, and he has been cranking away on putting some video clips out of Free Talk Live, which is great because it makes it easier for people to share what we do. Because we do a radio show. It's a three-hour radio show. You boil it down, take out the commercials, take out the news breaks, it turns into 2 hours of just, you know, wall-to-wall content. And that's still a lot of content. It's hard to share a two-hour-long show with somebody and say, hey, listen to this, because the average person is going to be like, I don't have time for that. So if you just share a clip from the show that you will find over on our Clips channel at clips.freetalklive.com, it makes it a lot easier. And if you are following us on social media, including Twitter, Mastodon, and Telegram, then you will be given alerts when those clips come out. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, go to twitter.freetalklive.com. If you want to use Mastodon, which is, in my opinion, better than Twitter because it's decentralized, go to toot.freetalklive.com, toot.freetalklive.com. And to follow us on Telegram, on our Telegram channel, it's telegram.freetalklive.com. That'll get you to all those places, and all of them have the Free Talk Live video clips posted when they go live on YouTube. So once again, follow us there and share those clips. We sure do appreciate it. Great way to get the ideas of liberty out there into your social media and into your friends' eyes and ears and your family members and followers and all that. So thank you for doing that. All right, let's continue here as we go back to the phones, to the fun. We've got Andre listening, I believe, to WTTB out there in Vero Beach, Florida. Hello, Andre.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Ian. I was going to shed some light about the DUI, just from past experience, not something that I'm proud of. But when I was 19, I had a reckless driving, which they considered like a DUI. They just couldn't prove anything. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, about 25 years later, I got a DUI, and then 10 years went by. Now, to my understanding, is you get two within a 10-year period, you do go to jail, and you do serve time up to a year.
That sounds familiar. If that's Florida, yeah, it sounds probably right.
Yeah, and then the thing is, if you get your second one after 10 years, there is no jail time, but the consequences are pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. In my case, for instance, I'm in the tile marble business, so I drove about 30 miles to drop off a jackhammer. I did have a beer, and I got pulled over, and quite honestly, they asked me about doing the sobriety test. And I did two shirts, pulled up, and I did the field test, and I passed. The one cop looked at me and says, oh, you seem fine. Your eyes are red, and I was like, it's all dust. You know, I'm not a doper, and I haven't been drinking, except I did have one beer. Oh, the other guy says, oh, you're from Vero Beach. You must be some rich guy because I live in a wealthy town.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not wealthy. And he asked me, would you blow? And I said, I was told, because I have a lawyer friend, he told me never blow. Boy, I'll tell you, that was the biggest mistake I ever did. Mm-hmm. In front of the judge, the guy looked at me, he says, I'm tired of you construction guys saying you had one beer when you probably had 10. The prosecutor started laughing, and I looked at the judge, and I probably should have held my tongue, and I said, that's nice. You sit there high and mighty, and you're going to tell me that I've had 10 beers. When I was honest, I passed the field sobriety test, and yet, boy, and he hammered me. He gave me 2 years suspension, 2 years interlock, 2 years jail time, and I've never been in jail, never been in trouble in my life.
I'm confused. I'm missing something from this story here. If the cops claim you passed the field sobriety test, then you refused to blow, what did they arrest you for?
DUI.
Yeah, DUI, because I refused to blow. The one cop, the first cop left. The second one looked at me and he says, so you're from Vero Beach? And I said, yes, sir. And you always have to be very polite. So he looked at me and he says, well, you know, if you don't blow, I can take you to jail. And I said, I was told not to blow. And he goes, who told you that? And I said, I have a lawyer, very high-end lawyer, that told me never blow. He says, you know, I can take you to jail. And I said, well, I wish you wouldn't. And he right there and then he jumped out of the car. He says, I'm taking you to jail.
Damn. Now, that's funny because we've heard different advice. Now, again, it all depends on, you know, which attorney and what their opinions are.
Well, it depends largely also on what state you're in.
What state, yeah.
You know,
now, are you allowed to refuse the field sobriety in Florida? Because a lot of people would say that's something you want to refuse rather than the breathalyzer.
Well, that's what I was told. But, quite honestly, you're better off if you were really drinking one or two beers. You should blow. It's not going to register much. If it does, and say you drank a beer and within 20 minutes the guy comes, by the time they test you and everything else, you're not going to blow, but maybe a 0.02.
Well, that assumes that the machine is properly calibrated, which they almost never are.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been dead sober and blew, you know,
really?
0.2.
Well, see, this is the catch. I went out and bought myself the blow machine. It cost me about $400. I sit at home. I drink a beer. I blow.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes after I drank a beer, I blow. I'm blowing the 0.06, which is, in Florida, it's 0.08 to be legally intoxicated.
Right, but you're not tampering with your own machine.
Excuse me?
And you're not using it 50 times a night, I assume.
She's saying the machine the cops are using are notoriously inaccurate and can be manipulated.
Not necessarily. They're pretty much on key, enough to get you to the station to get you onto the real one. But by the time you do that, you're probably looking at about 45, maybe an hour later, and
Can you refuse the roadside breathalyzer and demand the breathalyzer at the station?
That's the best thing to do, because then say you've had four beers, which would make a person about 180 pounds, which I'm 185. Yeah. It would reduce it to the point that they really won't be able to charge you, because you're lucky if you go, you'll probably end up blowing a 0.02, a 0.03.
Andre, thanks for calling and sharing your story with us tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Hopefully some people can learn from it. Although, again, as you pointed out, Melanie, you probably need to check the local state regulations.
I've seen people in cases, they'd blow well over the limit. They'd have a clean urine test and a clean blood test. If the other two tests are clean, you're clean.
Yeah, something's wrong with that machine, the breathalyzer.
And these people still got convicted, and it's like, okay, well, I'm not about, like, I'm more worried about the people who are sober and are blowing high numbers, because, you know, if
that's
I have
a
guy who I know is dead sober and he's blowing a .2 or a .15 or, or even a .08, that's the real problem to me. I'm kind of less worried about somebody who, you know, had 10 beers or had 5 beers and then got in a car and they blow up a .08 or a .07 or whatever. So the problem is that the test is just wildly unreliable.
Yeah, and there have been suits against some of these breathalyzer companies and tests, from what I understand. I don't know if any of them have succeeded against them, but I know that there's been some action that some attorneys have tried to take in these
cases.
Yeah,
well, I mean, and they're still here. My concern, though, about the two tests is, so say you take the road test, and it's, say you're sober, and you take the road breathalyzer test, and it comes back at a .09, and then you're like, well, bring me to the station and give me the real one. And so the cop takes his sweet time, bringing you to the station, and then 4 hours later, he gives you the real one, and all he has to do is get up in front of the judge and be like, oh, well, he was drunk when I arrested him driving.
Yeah, of course he's
going
to blow
lower. But then 4 hours later, of course he's sober now. So
don't take the first one is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I can't make advice for all states.
Right.
But that would be my concern. The best thing to do is look up the rules in the jurisdiction that you live in.
Let's go to Ray in Long Island, listening online. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, how you doing? You guys were talking about prostitution.
Yeah.
I'm a man whore.
Okay. How long have you been doing that line of work?
For about 5 or 6 years. It's very lucrative.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you go to clients' houses, or do they come to you?
No. Usually I go to the local Marriott Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the lobby bar, and I know when, like, certain people are coming into the hotel, like a...
like a convention? Like a convention of Republicans?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Melanie,
how
you doing?
Hey, Ray, hang on, man. She's doing good. Ray, I want to have this conversation with a man whore, but unfortunately, you're right in at the end of the show. So I'm going to ask you to call in earlier tomorrow night so we can actually have this conversation when Derek J. Freeman is going to be with us. He's back, which I'm very excited about. And Johnson, he'll be here too. So Ray, call back tomorrow. Call earlier.
Yeah,
I
want to do that show with Derek J. and Ray.
And Ray the man whore. And we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.